All right, teacher friends, your school year has been busy, of course, and you are, I'm sure, ready for summer break. But shutting your teacher brain off is easier said than done. How can you decompress after a busy school year so that you're able to truly relax this summer? We're going to answer that question in this episode.
Welcome to the Teacher Time Podcast, a space where teachers are empowered to take control of their prep time so they can enjoy their time off guilt-free. You know how teachers are always working long hours? Here, we're changing that norm together by tackling your biggest productivity questions and planning challenges. I'm your host, Stephanie Pilevchik, kindergarten teacher, toddler mama, and your very own productivity mentor. I know what it takes to get your important tasks done so you can consistently work your scheduled hours as a teacher, and I'm sharing it all with you here. In this community, we believe that you can be an effective teacher without sacrificing your free time. So let's ditch that constant cycle of overwhelm for teacher time strategies that work. Why? Because your time matters.
Hey there, teacher friend. Welcome back to the Teacher Time Podcast. At the time that I am recording this, we are heading into our last week of school, and I kind of can't believe it. I probably say this every year, and maybe you do too, but I feel like the year went so fast. Teaching and just school years are kind of like that saying, right? The days are long, but the months are fast. So every year at this time, I'm a little bit in disbelief that we are packing up for the end of the year. And I'm, you know, it's a bittersweet time, right? Like, I'm going to miss the kids. I'm going to miss seeing them every day, teaching them every day. But I'm also really excited for summer break. And I want to start the episode by saying, if that is you, if you are jumping for joy at summer break starting, do not feel guilty about that. That is okay. That is well earned. I saw a quote the other day that was like, teachers get 2 months off in the summer because they work like an entire year's worth in 10 months, right? I mean, the amount of things that you have done this year are insurmountable, and you deserve this break. So do not feel guilty. You are allowed to both love teaching, love your job, love your kids, and be excited for summer break. I know I am. But I also wanted to talk about this topic, decompressing at the end of the school year, because a lot of times, right, we're in this constant, right now your routine is go, 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 right? You are almost nonstop in teacher mode. Hopefully you take breaks on nights and weekends, but if you're not there yet, that's okay. That's what this podcast can help you with as well. But being nonstop in this mode and in this routine, it can be hard to adjust to a new schedule where you don't have to go to work every day. And so it's important to take time to relax and decompress after a school year, because that is how you re-enter a new school year feeling refreshed. Oftentimes, teachers say that they want to use their nights, weekends, long breaks like summer break to catch up or get ahead. And while there are definitely things that you can do over the summer if you want to, I am also a huge advocate for taking time and ample time to relax and to truly just decompress, right, after the school year, after this busy time. So today I'm going to be sharing 3 tips with you to help you take a step back, turn your teacher brain off this summer. And these are things that I personally do because I am someone who often likes to be busy. And even when I'm tired, like, it's hard for me to sit still. And this shift in our routine can be challenging for me. So that is partially why I am chatting about this topic today. All right. So tip number one is to set a rule for yourself. And this rule is going to be about when you will and will not work on school things. And I like to even set this as like a date for when you are not going to work on any school things until. So this is my personal preference. I highly recommend it. I'll talk about why. Of course, if your heart desires to work on school things, you know, that's you and you do you and you do what makes you happy. But I do think it's important to set this boundary. So I'm going to talk about how I personally use this boundary. And then you can kind of take that and do what works for you, right? So my rule is I do not work on any school things for at least the entire month of June after we get out of school. Sometimes this also includes July. A lot of times this also includes July. It really just depends on the year. But taking that time, I started this 5 years ago, and it was so helpful. I felt like I could truly be present during my summer break because I wasn't like thinking of all these little projects that I wanted to get done. It allowed me to truly like shut my brain off. So this is my go-to boundary, is setting that rule for not working on any school things, like not doing anything school related until a specific date. Of course, there is so much to do, right? There are always going to be things that you can work on. But if you're like me, if you're not intentional about when you will and will not do those things, you won't stop. So I personally need these kinds of boundaries in my life, and I've found them to be really helpful. And you know, again, going back to feeling like, well, there's just so much to do and this is my like, quote, downtime to do these things in. But the risk of not taking a break, the risk of not completely shutting your teacher brain off, is running yourself into the ground and re-entering a new school year not feeling refreshed, still feeling tired. So that feeling of your mind constantly going doesn't have to be a 24/7 thing. We really do need to push pause. And this is a little pep talk for myself too. All right, so tip number two is to plan your daily routine. So I'm all about a really, really flexible routine. You know, think about it. You have had a routine, whether you realize it or not, during the school year, right? You wake up, maybe you have your coffee, whatever you do in the morning, then you get ready, you go to work, and then, you know, you come home from work and whatever you do after work. You have a routine, and being at school is a big chunk of that. So we are literally removing a huge part of that routine on our summer break, and that can feel really weird. So I personally, I do really like a routine, and I'm always like one of those people that says like when summer ends, I'm always like, oh, I'm just really excited to get back to our routine, right? Because I do like a flexible like flow to our day. So here's a simple example, an example of a really simple summer routine, right? Like, you know, I personally love a slow morning if my daughter will allow it. So we'll have coffee, we'll just kind of like chill, play with some things, watch some TV. Like, it's really just like downtime, wake up time. And then we like to get outside sometime in the morning. We'll kind of come back, have some quiet time. And then in the afternoon, we'll either get outside again, or maybe we'll go like, we'll go somewhere. And then we come back, we do, you know, snack, dinner, all that stuff. So it's just kind of like knowing that there's a morning part of our day, there's like kind of the midday quiet time, and then what we do after that, like just kind of knowing what the flow of our day is going to be is really helpful for me. I think it's helpful for my daughter too. And it helps me be able to focus on spending quality time and like relaxing, right? Instead of feeling like this need to always be working on things. Summer is a gift. We really should enjoy it. We work really hard for it. And so you deserve to have a daily routine over summer that doesn't consist of working for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. You deserve a break. And then the third tip, really simple, piggybacks off of this, the second one, is to plan fun activities. So what do you want to do this summer? Plan it out. Last summer, I decided I wanted my daughter and I to have like something to do during the week that we had to get out and be at. So I signed her up for gymnastics. And that worked for us because that was just the season of life that we were in, right? And it can be really simple. It can be things like planning out lunch with friends during like once or twice a month, trying out a new local coffee shop. That's one of my personal favorites. Visiting a new town, going to the pool, going for daily walks. Like it can be big, it can be small, it can be anything in between. Just anything that you're going to look forward to, right? To break up your days, your weeks, and to keep you from slipping back into, you know, working on your to-do list. Going back to that first point of setting a rule, you know, once you do kind of hit that date where you're like, okay, like I'm allowed to work on some school things now, I think it's also really important to be intentional about what you choose to work on and how much you choose to do. I did a podcast episode specifically around boundaries to set for a stress-free summer. I did that last year. So I will link to that episode in the show notes because I think it ties in really well with what we're talking about here. And I think if setting those kinds of boundaries is tricky for you, that will be a really good one to listen to. Now, if you are still in school and you are worried about being able to shut your teacher brain off for the summer because you just have so much to do and, you know, end of year is on your mind, I do have a end of year playlist and guide. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the link that's going to direct you to the playlist. And once you have access to the playlist, you'll be able to also download the free guide, which has checklists and other resources, just like everything you could possibly need for the end of the school year. So if you want to download that, that's at www.teachinglittleleaders.com/EOY. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what we talked about here and want to connect further, you can find everything you need on my website, www.teachinglittleleaders.com. And if you loved this episode in particular, share it with your teacher friends by taking a screenshot and posting to Instagram stories. Make sure to tag me at Teaching Little Leaders so I can see it and reshare. I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a fabulous week.